This is Long-Term Care Connections for November 5, 2025, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. As the federal government shutdown continues, RCS has issued an amended Dear Provider letter outlining the impacts. The letter relays the Department of Social and Health Services' plan of operation as it relates to the shutdown, which impacts nursing home providers and residential care services staff, in light of updated guidance issued by CMS late last month regarding revisit surveys and investigations for immediate jeopardy and harm level complaints. Please visit this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org for the link to read the letter in full. You can also find more details on the CMS memo, which was initially issued on October 21 and revised October 31. The intent to apply deadline for the 2026 Quality Awards is coming up next week, on Thursday, November 13. Every Quality Award journey begins with a single step, and for thousands of facilities, that step started with an intent to apply. The AHCA NCAL National Quality Award Program provides a proven framework to evaluate strengths, identify opportunities, and drive improvement in each organization. Its three progressive levels, bronze, silver, and gold, recognize long-term and post-acute care providers that meet these nationally recognized standards of excellence. Those who submit an intent to apply unlock access to discounted application fees, exclusive reminders, resources, and tips throughout the years, as well as support to guide your quality award application process. Visit the Quality Award portal on AHCANCAL.org before the November 13th deadline to learn more and submit your intent to apply. The WACA team is continuing to engage with state leaders as Washington moves toward implementation of the new memory care certification standards for assisted living, and we have a few updates for you this week. Last week, WACA submitted comments on the mandatory staffing disclosure form, emphasizing the need for a realistic implementation timeline and adequate time for providers to prepare and apply for certification. CEO Karma Matty Jackson reinforced these concerns in recent stakeholder meetings with DSHS and Senator Tina Orwal. DSHS is currently developing a draft certification application to share with providers ahead of the final release, expected in spring of 2026. Please visit this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org for more details about these updates. The Washington State Board of Nursing is seeking new members. If you are interested in protecting the public's health and safety by regulating the competency and quality of licensed practical nurses, registered nurses, advanced registered nurse practitioners, and nursing technicians, you are encouraged to apply for a board seat. The Office of the Governor is recruiting one public member, one LPN or RN who is a program director or educator in a CNA program, two CNAs currently in practice, one RN in a direct care role, and two ARPNs. The board needs candidates with diverse backgrounds and geographic representation. Find more details on this week's issue of LTC Connections online, or visit nursing.wa.gov to review the qualifications, expectations, and guidelines. Applications are due no later than January 15, 2026. The Washington State Department of Health will no longer expedite home care aide certification applications for individuals who are enrolled in an approved Nursing Assistant Bridge program. This change is due to a significant increase in the number of applicant and employer requests for expedited processing, due to applicant enrollment in a Nursing Assistant Bridge program. Moving forward, all applications will be reviewed and processed in the order they are received, or by the applicant's date of hire. If you are enrolled in a Nursing Assistant Bridge program, you may still apply for home care aide certification as usual. However, your application will be prioritized by the date of hire or the application receipt date. Please contact Home Care Aide at doh.wa.gov if you have any questions. Did you know that WACA is on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram? Give us a follow! We regularly post about our events and educational opportunities, so you'll never miss a registration announcement. We also feature member facility visits with legislators and WACA staff, as well as give member facility shoutouts for achievements such as deficiency-free surveys, AHCA National Quality Award recipients, and more. We also love it when members tag us in their own social media posts. In today's grassroots update, make your voice heard. The 2026 legislative session is in sight. With a tough session ahead, building strong legislative priorities means listening closely to how evolving policy and fiscal challenges are impacting our membership. In collaboration with Leading H Washington, WACA has developed a pre-session survey, which was distributed earlier this week via email to assisted living and skilled nursing administrators. If you are an administrator, please check your inbox and let us know if you did not receive it. Please give us 15 minutes of your time and share your most pressing operational and policy challenges, which will guide our communications with state agencies and legislators and ensure a strong foundation for our advocacy work in 2026. Thank you to those who have already completed the survey. If you have not yet, please do so by November 24th. Contact Aiden Swain at waca.org with any questions. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. The RCS Survey Agency Fall Forum is coming up on November 12th. This quarterly virtual forum offers providers a unique opportunity to connect with RCS field managers and regional administrators. Topics this fall include emergency preparedness and infection control updates, and sessions will be held for both assisted living and skilled nursing facility providers. Join WACA November 13 for a free webinar on implementing Washington's new residency agreement and transfer or discharge rules for Medicaid residents. Providers serving any Medicaid residents must comply with the new regulations, which DSHS will begin enforcing in January 2026. On November 20, WACA and INSPAC will host a webinar focusing on developing strong leadership skills, effective communication, decision-making, and navigating the challenges of leadership in post-acute care settings for skilled nursing professionals. Pre-registration is now open for Assisted Living Care Academy, December 2 to 9. This intensive virtual workshop is for nurses, caregivers, and executive directors who want to learn more about running a wellness department and nursing services in assisted living. You can register for the full workshop or just sign up for the nurse delegation session on December 9. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on waca.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.